G'day everyone, it's Ian here on a very pleasant Christmas evening. I'm walking down the street from my father's home. Dad's a pensioner, lives in a little rented flat all by himself. He's quite independent and looks after himself. He's 80 years of age and I've decided to spend the evening with him. Spent a big chunk of today with him doing really not much at all. He's a man who doesn't need anything. There's no Christmas lights, there's no Christmas tree, there's no tinsel, there's no presents. But I did cook a chicken and we did have Christmas dinner together. And it's nothing much, but it's everything, because for him means something that he's got somebody in his life. Dad unfortunately has spent quite a large part of his life by himself, and now as he gets into serious old age, it's nice to give him a little bit of company at least. It's been an awkward sort of day. It's not the sort of day I would choose to have, but yeah, you've got to do it for family, haven't you? It's part of being compassionate for people. People make decisions in their life and it ends up that there are certain prices to be paid, but that's just the way it is, isn't it? There's no need to hold grudges. And as people get into their old age, it's worth letting a lot of that stuff go. I will one day do an audio boo about my father, but it's not yet time. It'll be after his passing when I'll do that one. But for the moment, I spend Christmas Day with him, as I have done a few years, you know, variations of this, drop in on him, and see him, spend time with him. Actually even mix Christmas with my mother and he many years ago, which was incredibly awkward considering they broke up when I was only 18. But spent the day with him today, and tomorrow, Boxing Day, I'm going to go up and spend some time with Mum and give her the opportunity of a bit of my company. Because my other sister, my only other sister, now that our third sister is gone, she's over in England, an old blighty, where many of the audio boo community are. And I think a lot about that. I think a lot about the fact that the audio boo community is primarily British-based, because I'm one of the few people here in Australia who playing on Audio Boo, and for that reason I spend a lot of time thinking these days about the weather in the UK and how miserable and cold it is. And my sister is in amongst the middle of it at the moment in London. It's like this evening. I've just walked down here to the Esplanade, which is at Wynnum, which is one of the bayside areas of Brisbane. Brisbane isn't on the coast. On the map, it looks like we're on the coast, but we're not. We're a little bit inland. We're up the Brisbane River. But if you go to the coast, there is a large bay with some islands out to sea. And those bayside suburbs, as they're called, is where my father lives. And I'm standing here in the Esplanade, and it's quite beautiful and cool and refreshing, and the heat of the day is gone. It's lovely. I wish you could have a Christmas as pleasant as this. I just want to say how much the Audio Boo community has meant to me over this last year. I came in a little bit late to the community because I was playing on Audio Boo very much as a broadcast medium, and I didn't really connect to the community until probably this year, and it's been wonderful to connect with so many of you. and it's been really quite a wonderful experience to gel with so many people and embrace this community. It's trivial and profound all at once. It's trivial in the sense that we just put content out there to the ether for general consumption, and it's profound that in amongst all that generality, there is some deep understanding of all of our individual personalities that comes from those multitude of conversations that we share. And I think that's basically how community operates. It's very difficult to get to know somebody in a short period of time, but if you spend time with them, you really get to understand them. When I was in Berlin last year, I met a wonderful woman, somebody I found highly attractive. And I just connected so deeply and so intimately in the intellectual sense. But I knew we had so little time together, so little opportunity. And she was in a relationship, and she's also a lesbian. So there was not going to be anything intimate. But we really connected, and it was wonderful. But I did what I could, and I expressed this to her. I had to crank out our experiences to maximize the possibility of, maximize the potential of knowing each other, because I really wanted to continue the friendship and relationship afterwards. But we just didn't have enough time together for it to coalesce. And it was a really unfortunate thing, because she's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. The thing with Audioboo is because we get to linger with each other for months and years, listening to these very personal, sometimes, stories about our lives, we get to understand the nuances of all of our personalities, and that enables us to connect. This is what a lot of people don't understand. This is the power of audio. This is the power of storytelling and connection. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody can express themselves in audio, and that's okay. Not everybody's prepared to. Not everybody is open enough. You know, some people are very shy, private. Call it what you may. But for those of us who can share on Audioboo or any other system, it's wonderful to be able to express ourselves, to reveal some things. And I don't know whether everybody realises that. I do. I realise very clearly that in amongst the stories I tell, my personality seeps through. So I don't even bother trying to couch who I am. Some people do. Some people do try to present a personality. I see this online all the time, particularly on Twitter and Facebook. I see people trying to hedge their bets, trying to present themselves as something professional, for argument's sake. But in amongst the mix, occasionally they get angry, or they get sentimental, or they get frustrated. And within those mixes, their true personality bubbles through, and we really get to understand what they're like. Well, you take it to audio with the nuances of our voice and everything, and that becomes even more significant, more profound. And I really dig that. I really like it. I really like the fact that we can share with each other who we are. And those of us who are game enough to let it all rip have the potential to connect with people in ways that are really significant. In a funny sort of way, that's what, you know, Christmas community family is all about, isn't it? Having connections with people. So I'd just like to say to the Audioboo community who listen to my ramblings, my thoughts, my philosophies, and my day-to-day mundality, thanks very much for being there. I've loved listening to you, and I've loved you being an excuse for me to express some of my thoughts. Thank you very much. And for everyone who is just embracing on Christmas Day, and for those of us here in Australia and New Zealand who are just settling into bed after filling our bellies with fine food and warm drinks. Merry Christmas.